This happened about 5 years ago, when I was in my late teens, and dating a guy that was a couple years older than me at the time. We had just moved into a studio in an apartment complex in a rural area about a month ago. And next door lived this old man who was overweight, bald, and had these huge eyes behind his glasses. About 2 weeks after moving in, whenever we would come home pulling into the apartment parking lot, we noticed he would always be there, every time coming out of the elevator room, into his car, or the trash room. This was a little strange because my boyfriend and I never had a set schedule. About a week later, my boyfriend and I came home through the parking lot as usual, and the guy wasn't there. We went upstairs to our room and we found that our door didn't open slash or unlock no matter what we did. There was no deadbolt and there was nobody else in the unit. So after about 10 minutes of not being able to open it in any way, my boyfriend started trying to kick it to see if it would loosen up. Then our creepy neighbor comes out of his front door naked, barefoot, with only boxers on, and asked if we were okay and if we needed any help. We were kind of freaked out at him just showing up like that, and we were silent for a moment. But then the guy said to my boyfriend, "Do you want to come in through my unit and climb over to your balcony?" Our balconies were connected to each other, and my boyfriend knew he had that door unlocked. So he had made a terrible decision and just said, "Sure, fuck it," and went into the guy's apartment. This is where it gets fucking weird. As I waited for my boyfriend to open the door, I stood in the hallway. But the neighbor didn't even follow my boyfriend into the unit. He just stood there in front of his door staring at me, basically naked. I was terrified he was going to grab me or touch me, and when I moved away from him a bit, he mumbled something I couldn't decipher. But I caught a peek of his computer screen by his front door, and it was displaying porn. He wasn't even trying to hide it. He was holding his front door wide open as he stood there staring at me in silence. Being absolutely creeped out, I just froze. Seconds later, my boyfriend opened our door from the inside, and I just ran in. He then just showed me the lock on our front door had been broken, and the doorknob was completely demolished and falling off. None of our family has access to our unit, so we knew it had to be someone in the building. I never saw the neighbor again as I moved back to stay with my parents very shortly after this incident, and the guy and I are no longer together. But at the time, we both suspected that it had to be our neighbor. It was one of the weirdest, most terrifying experiences. To give context, I'm a 25-year-old male. I started a job at a company that makes lenses for glasses, and immediately I was introduced to Nate, an awkward guy around my age that seemed like he had good intentions. He was nice enough, but I figured that most people humored him when it came to talking to him. I was convinced that he was on the spectrum in the realm of Asperger's. I've had friends in the past who have Asperger's, and I didn't really mind. Besides, we seemed to like the same things, including Dungeons and Dragons. My D&D group was small, and we wanted more people. And knowing that he was into D&D, I invited him to join. My now wife, then fiancé, immediately grew uncomfortable when he came into our home to make his character, and when it came to actually playing sessions, another girl at our table also expressed that she was uncomfortable. I didn't feel great about it, so after 3 to 4 sessions, we kicked him out and continued playing. But I still see him at work, which led to him always acting sad around me. But I wasn't going to give in. Eventually, I kept telling him that I was starting another group and he could join that one. Yada yada yada. His pity party was starting to annoy me, so I said whatever to keep him at bay. One day at work, he had the same day off, and the following weekend, not me or nor my coworkers saw this as strange. But then, when Monday came, he still didn't show up. Tuesday, no show. This was very unlike him, because he was practically a teacher's pet. Soon, one of my coworkers was moving around the warehouse with a phone in her hand, stopping people and sharing the news. Nate had been arrested in North Dakota as he attempted to meet an underage girl for sex. We were all in disbelief because that's the first feeling that hits you. You don't want to believe someone like that could live in your town, least work right beside you. Indeed, he was in contact with a minor over the internet and set up a meeting at a park with the intention of having sex. The police were tipped off as a teacher just happened to see the messages on the girl's phone. I nearly puked when I heard the news. He was in my home and made comments about my kids being so cute, especially my daughter, which definitely made me more sick. He would talk to me sometimes about wanting a girlfriend and how he was just waiting for the right one to come along. Someone in his church group, and now it scares me to think how old this girl was. One of my friends at work mentioned how he went to install a washer and dryer at Nate's house. And when looking around, he was yelled at by Nate to not go upstairs. Not in a, oh, that's my room and I prefer no one to go up there type of vibe. More like, there's something up there I don't want you to see type of vibe. He was arrested and put in prison, like I said, and remains there to this day as far as I'm concerned. Just goes to show that you can't really know everybody, and that's what is truly scary. English is not my native language, but I wanted to share this story with you. I'm sorry for any mistakes I've made. The story I want to share with you happened a year ago, and I'm afraid it is going to be continued in the future. I am almost 21, and a year ago I've started my first year at college. I've met new people, some of them are nice, and some of them are just okay. But there's this one guy, Ben. At first I thought he was really shy and tries to make friends with everyone, so I didn't want to be rude. I was just trying to be nice to him. In the beginning it was normal. He was sitting next to me in class and was asking me about my plans for the future, etc. You know, just normal conversations. One day Ben sat next to me in class as always. I was busy talking with my friend, so I just said hi to him and continued the conversation. After the lecture, I was packing my things up when suddenly Ben put his hand on my leg and squeezed it. I was so surprised that I only looked at him and almost shouted, "What?" He just gave me a little creepy smile and left. I was thinking about the situation later that day and decided to treat this behavior as a joke. A day later, I was sitting with my friends and saw Ben looking at us from the stairs. I smiled and said hi. He didn't react, just turned around and left. Later that day, he came to see me and asked if I wanted to go out with him that evening. I didn't want to because he was strange and totally not my type. So I just told him, "Oh, I can't today. I have a lot of classes today until 6 p.m. He stared at me for a while and then said, "No, your evening classes have been canceled today." I was surprised that he knows that because we weren't in the same group, so he couldn't know when my classes for my group were canceled. So I told him just that I'm meeting my friends after classes, which was true. After all classes and lectures, I went to the shopping center and met my best friend. After some time, I received a message from Ben who just wrote, "I can see you." I started looking around, but neither or my friend saw him. Then he texted me again, and he started a really strange conversation. "Ben, I can also see your friend. Me." "Well, now you know I wasn't lying." "Ben, I can see you, but you can't see me." "Me." "Stop this." "Ben, I want to know where you live." "Me, I said stop." "Ben, I want to watch you all day and all night." That's when I blocked him. I was so freaked out, and I was so glad to have my friend with me. I've blocked Ben everywhere, hoping that he would give up. For a few days, he wasn't sitting next to me, even pretended that I didn't exist, and I took this as a good sign. But one day, when we had a really long lecture, it was already dark outside. After the lecture, I said goodbye to my friends and left the building. I was walking towards my car when I saw him standing in the dark near my car. I was really freaked out because I was alone. I called my friend, Aiden. We started talking to show him that I'm busy and have no time to talk with him. But he hadn't moved. He was just standing and staring to our left. Then due to the COVID-19 pandemic, our university decided to have online classes and lectures. Now I'm on my second year, still having online lectures. I'm glad that I don't have to see Ben right now, but I'm afraid what he will do when we get back to school. Hello, since this is my first cake day, I thought I'd have a rummage through my memories to try and find a creepy encounter to post on here. And even though this isn't very creepy in a frightening way, it still freaks me out till this day. So around 8 years ago, my friend booked an appointment for a psychic. I was 18 and my friend was 17 at the time. So it was super rare for a psychic to book her and without ID, and it's usually 18 plus where I live. So I thought it was quite strange, but probably wasn't uncommon if they just wanted some quick cash. So we had smoked some joints a few hours before her appointment and ended up falling asleep. So by the time we had woken up, there was only 10 minutes until her slot, which was fine because we didn't live far away. But I meant she had to go straight in, whereas I opted to chill outside and have a cigarette. I'd just like to point out as well that the psychic was located inside a jumble cell sort of store, so that was weird on its own. But you also couldn't see outside to where I was sitting at all. So I have my cigarette and head inside to wait on her. There was a seating area type arrangement in front of a literal cupboard the psychic was working out of, so I sat down there and waited. The next minute, a woman walks out and storms straight up to me. I noticed that she was transgender, pre-hormones, as she spoke to me and asked me to follow her, so I naturally thought there was something going on with my friend and trailed along behind her in the cupboard. When I got in there, she pulled in a chair. I took a seat and she excused herself for a moment. At that point, I was asking my friend if everything was all right, to which she replied, "Yeah, I don't know what's going on. She just stormed out saying she needed to fetch you. I don't know how she even knew you were there." So at that point, I'm scratching my head trying to figure out what was going on. So the psychic returns and introduces herself. I'm sure she said her name was Raven, but can't be sure, but that's what I'll call her. She then takes my hands and starts to tell me that everything was okay and I didn't yet understand everything, but one day I would. At that point, I'm a bit spooked. But anyway, she continues telling me that my brain is different and that one day my brain wouldn't be so out of place anymore. So then starts to go on about how similar we were, but I didn't know it yet. And she also loves Doctor Who. She then asked to see my weeping angel. I'd had a weeping angel tattooed on my arm only a week prior, so at this point, I was beyond spooked. I was also wearing a hoodie, so you couldn't see either of my arms. She then pulls out some crystals and tells me that our energy is the same, and she could prove it, and I shit you not, when she placed a crystal on my hand and placed her hand over on top of mine, our arms started violently vibrating. At that point, I think she realized I had had enough. So she told my friend there was no charge as she didn't get a reading, and I asked her to go wait outside. As I was leaving, she hugged me and told me that one day I'd know what she was speaking about, and that she hopes I could come back and see her because she feels like she could guide me and help me understand how my brain works. So not the scariest story, right? But here I am, 8 years later, as transgender as they come and extremely grateful for that chat. Even though I didn't go back and see her, and by the time I actually tried, she moved on, it's still really cool that someone realized that about me even before I did.